Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this October 7th. I'm Sebastian Vega. American Apparel workers are outside the company's LA headquarters protesting the company's decision to declare bankruptcy. That's where our reporter Ian Hurley is. He joins us live. Ian, what's it look like out there?
Hello, Sebastian. It's looking like there's about 40 to 50 workers out here protesting in front of the headquarters workers' entrance. And I would say that the mood is pretty tense. It seems like the majority of the problems that they are pointing out against is against the new regime of American Apparel. Uh-huh. I actually spoke to one of the head spokespeople from the General Workers Assembly of American Apparel Workers, and her complaints were mainly centered around decreasing of workers' rights and the incompetency of the current regime. They want to bring back the old co-CEO, Dub Charney.
Uh-huh. And so what are they saying out there? What type of protest is this looking like? Are they chanting? Are they saying anything?
Yes, they're chanting. There's a man blowing a whistle quite repeatedly. And they're chanting predominantly in Spanish, but it seems mainly like many signs with the face of the current CEO asking her to leave and asking her about the quality of her family's life as compared to theirs. And their main complaints are that their rights have been trampled on by this new regime.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for going out there and covering this, Ian. We will give some updates on AnnenbergRadio.com as they come in.
All right. Thank you.
Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a fast-moving fire that rippled through a block of industrial buildings in South L.A. early this morning. ARN's Helen Zhao says the fire destroyed five businesses and severely damaged two others.
The furniture shop Sofa Works is a smoldering shell of its former self. Manuel Rodriguez says his parents are going to have to start over. They lost everything.
The foam that they use for the sofas, yeah, it's like flammable, so yeah, it got all burned.
Some neighbors were woken up by the smell of burning fabric. It took 250 firefighters to put out the flames at the complex on South Hoover Avenue, north of Slauson. The family business was gone, and so were Rodriguez's dogs, who were guarding the building.
They didn't want to come because they were scared. So then my dog, she came down to the sidewalk when she saw me. She was running, and then I was happy because I saw them. So and then my other dog was like nervous, so I had to go to him.
The dogs were not hurt, but one firefighter was sent to the hospital. Helen Zhao, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles clergy and families are celebrating a new law Governor Jerry Brown signed this weekend. Reporter Cindy Robinson tells us more about the bill designed to stop racial profiling.
So far this year, more than 150 people have been killed by law enforcement in California, the highest number in the country. The Racial and Identity Profiling Act of 2015 aims to change that. It's the first ever data collection bill to analyze all police stops in California. Kim McGill of the Youth Justice Coalition says many of the killings at the hands of police are proof of racial profiling.
This is not about criminal profiling. This is not about public safety. This is about aggressive policing leading to LA County having the number one rate of use of force resulting in homicide in the nation.
Brandy Brown lived next door to a mentally ill man who was stopped by the police and then shot and killed. Advocates point to the case as one of racial profiling. She says it leaves a lasting impact.
At that time, I had a one-year-old daughter. And one of her first words that she stood up and said was, "Hands up, don't shoot." Why should a one-year-old have to be fear of getting shot or saying, "Hands up, don't shoot"? That didn't sit well with me.
Advocates call the situation a moral crisis. They say the new law makes California a model for the nation. Cindy Robinson, Annenberg Radio News.
Governor Jerry Brown signed a controversial bill today requiring California to receive half of its electricity from renewable resources by 2030. The measures also call for the state to double its energy-efficient buildings. The legislation was spearheaded by Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon.
There's no other state, there's no other country on planet Earth that has such far-reaching policies.
One provision of the bill caused major debates because it originally required the state to cut its gasoline consumption by 50% over the next 15 years. The oil industry and some Democrats feared a possible economic plunge. Last month, the bill was amended and the gasoline provision was removed. That's all. That's it here from Annenberg Radio News. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Sebastian Vega.
Thank you.